That's right, Lorna. I'm here in Letchworth, and I'm in the home and in the study of local poet John Gahori, surrounded by ceiling-high shelves full of books, books of every different size and colour, and some really old books. But you seem to be running out of space in here a bit. You've got books piled up. Perhaps you need a new wing in the house for...
Probably. I wouldn't say no to that.
You have just won the 2008 Keats Shelley Memorial Association Poetry Competition.
That's right, yeah.
Which is a bit of a mouthful. And what poem did you enter into this competition?
I entered a poem called Lost. You were required to... The poem had to be on a theme that was stipulated. The theme was Lost, which you could interpret in any way you liked. And it had to be a poem of 50 lines or fewer.
Well, I think we should start off by hearing the poem.
Okay.
So this is John Gahori reading his award-winning poem, Lost.
That summer we were lost to the whole world but our open-air campfire selves. An orchard fruited with early damsons, and the fields were cram full of potatoes, so it was easy to live off the land and to supplement our stolen pickings with rabbits or fish from the unsupervised backwaters. Hours long we lay on the ledgering bank, our lines low, while in deep pools where the current circled, bream nudged and tormented us. Hours long we tended our traps by the burrow holes and runs in the meadow grass. Then, as dusk came, made fire with birch twigs to cook what we had caught and what we had gathered. We watched the late glow of the embers until cold stiffened our backs, then wrapped ourselves in our small tent and slept. Between times we exercised, daydreamed, read, wrote verses. We made spears from brushwood staves and hurled them great distances. Read Sophocles, Hopkins, Jung, wrote philosophical lines from the collective unconscious, eulogies of the dappled woods, elegies for felled trees. Or we lay in the sun, and I did not share thoughts of a girl that might come riding from nowhere on a motorbike stolen from helmeted bad boys. My skinny scarecrow, straight out of Baudelaire, lit with cheap rings and a crown of crow's feathers tight round her naked brows. The river was cold where we swam after hunting, the bed's silt soft and dark underfoot. On the surface, at eye level, flies danced, circled, drowned in pools of despair. I had a knife at that time with an 8-inch blade that curved and then came to a point. The handle was moulded to fit the palm, and a crosspiece kept fingers and thumb protected. The knife slept at my hip in a sheath held safe by a press stud looping over the crosspiece, but all day I used it. The handle stunned fish. The blade sharpened spears, fencing stakes, pencils, cut string, tyrant knots, withies. Its point speared food from the fire, from the pans. The flat of the blade carried flesh, fruit and tubers to my mouth, past the edge of my hunger. I could send the knife flying in cartwheels, bury the point chest high in a beech board at 10 yards, or throw it time after time, no more than a blade's length outside your stretched foot, until you could stretch no further. Home from work, 40 years later, I search my house for the knife as I search my mind for the old days. It's not in the loft, garage or cellar, not among boxes of old manuscripts, wardrobes of old clothes. If I look forever, I know I won't find it.
And is it still lost?
Absolutely, it's irretrievable. I don't know where it is.
What does it mean for you as a poet to win an award like the Keats Shelley? Because I understand it's a huge national award. There are lots of entries.
I think there are about 450 entries this year. So it's a good competition. What it means to win, I think, is somebody has made a gesture of faith or belief in what you've written, and that kind of authenticates it and makes you think, well. It isn't such an isolated activity after all. You know, this has meant something to somebody.
And do you write every single day?
There are days when I don't. but my intention and my aim is to write something every day. I generally do write something every day. I took a decision that I would do what Hokusai had done, which was he decided that for a year he would draw a picture of a dragon every day for a year, and he did it, I believe. And it was to exorcise the dragons, you know, and give himself practice in drawing dragons and so on. And he did that for a year, and I thought, well, I would do the similar sort of thing with a short poem. I decided to write a haiku a day for a year. And at the end of a year, I simply carried on with it. I've been doing it ever since.
Well, I think, John, we should set the afternoon show listeners a challenge to send in some of their own poems next week. But what I'm concerned about is, you know, we're here in your study and it's very quiet, it's quite tranquil. I would think it's a really good environment to write in, but do you need that tranquility? Because many of our listeners will have kids running around and traffic outside. Is it going to be as easy to write a poem in that environment?
I think tranquility is a bit of a luxury, to be honest. It's all very well if you've got tranquility, but you ought to be able to write in any situation.
Okay, well, I think we should put this to the test. Let's find somewhere nice and noisy.
Okay.
And we might even see if some members of the public can come up with their own poems while we're there.
Okay, let's do it.